This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back today, and we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about what have we learned this year, 2020 so far. What have we learned this year? I know that many of us would agree that this year has been very different from other years. We've had different challenges than we've had before, and quite honestly, we're learning things that we've never learned. We're going through situations in our life that we've never gone through. We're experiencing change. And as we know, change is the only constant in our life. You know, some of us love to hear that, and some of us can't stand that comment. Because change can either be good sometimes or not so good. Change can be overwhelming sometimes. Change can be a great thing, or change can really take us off target. But all in all, we've realized that change is constant. Many of us have dealt with this change that has been given to us this year, these cards that we have been dealt. And we realize that change can change on a dime without any warning. We realize that we won't have that warning and we have to kind of like figure it out. We've had this massive world change. Some of us have had loss of family members. Never ever expected it. Some of us expected it, but we never thought it was going to happen now. You know, some of us have dealt with the loss of job security. Okay, it was something that we didn't expect, but it happened. It wasn't something that you wanted, but it did happen. And some of us are dealing with the losses of resources. Some of us are also dealing with the loss of identity. Who am I? What's changed in my life? Where am I? What's going to happen next? And some of us, we feel like we're good with change. Others of us, not good with change. What's going to happen now? What's my life going to look like? Some of you have taken jobs in different places. Some of your family dynamics have changed. Your living arrangements have changed. The day-to-day has changed. Some of you are working from home constantly. You never thought that you'd see the day where you wouldn't go into the office. Many of you love to travel, and you haven't traveled since early this year, and that's been interesting. And I find that these changes go a long way to defining who we are, to feeling who we are, to understanding our direction, but better yet, really trying to figure out, you know, what are the things that I really want to hold on to, and what are the things that I feel like I can let go of? And I know that that's one of the big deals. What am I willing to hold on to? What do I want to hold on to? What do I really want to put into my stratosphere? What do I want to define me? What are my boundaries? What are my values? What are my ethics? What are my morals? What are my beliefs? And then how do I tackle the different things that are coming in my life? Do I accept it? Do I reject it? How do I reject it? How do I accept it? How do I know that this resonates with my highest frequency? How do I know that this defines me? How do I know that I'm okay with that? And so I'm asking you right now, there's some things that we want to take into consideration, and maybe some things that you haven't taken into consideration in a long time or if ever defining you. What does it mean to be me? What does it mean to feel me? What does it mean to be like me? What does it mean to walk through this earth on this planet with me? What am I wanting to get out of this? What do I want to change in my life? What are the things that were changed for me? Okay, am I still good with those changes? Are there some changes that I want to make to those changes? You know, a lot of times we get into what I call tunnel vision. And when we have massive change that happens very quickly and changes are put upon us, like what happened this year, we have like massive, massive tunnel vision. Because we begin to, for many of us, we either fight the change, right? We fight it with all of our might. We fight it. We rebel against it. We do anything we possibly can to not allow this to affect our life. Some of us, I'm going to accept the change. I'm going to accept it. I might not love it, but I'm going to accept it. And others of us, just change is kind of easier for us, right? We just get into it. We fall into the change. We're used to it. Okay, we can't leave. We can't do this. We can't work from home. I mean, we can't work from the office. We've got to work from home. We've got to wear a mask. We've got to do this. And you go, okay, yeah, I can do this. And eventually you start getting that tunnel vision, right? Where all of a sudden this new normal becomes the normal. And some of the things fall by the wayside. Okay, so the new normal that becomes the normal, we have this routine. And we begin to close off with this routine sometimes, right? And I know that some of you are probably agreeing with me right now saying, you know, I dealt with the changes. And, you know, I tried to deal with them as proactively as possible because I didn't really want to get angry about it, because I didn't really want to do that in my life. I didn't want to have all this anger and resentment in my life, because we know that anger and resentment and pain only really affects us, right? It just affects us to the core, and we can't compartmentalize it. I know that any time that I've been angry, it's like you can't compartmentalize it. You just get angry with everything and everybody and every single situation. It's not like, okay, I'm going to be angry about this, but not angry about that. And so a lot of us had just accepted it, right? Many of us didn't like it, but we accepted it. And so when we got into that routine, we fell into this new normal, but it became easy to close off from people that we really care about. It became easy to close off from people that we're near. It became easy to do things differently, right? To not reach out, to forget to reach out, to forget to reach out to friends, to family, to not put a lot of effort in there to communication, to forget about it. And it's interesting because I think that when we're all dealing with what I call like the survival moment, right? We're all like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? You forget about a lot of things that matter to you just a few weeks before. And I think a lot of times when things change immediately, very quickly, we lose sight of what's really happening. We lose sight of the things that fall by the wayside, and we lose sight of the things that we really care about. And so how do we begin to kind of reacquaint ourselves with the past us from earlier this year? And I'm not saying that all of this has to change, because some of the new norm for you might actually be very helpful to you. Some of the new norm to you might be more realistic for you. Some of the new norm for you might be more, I don't know, healthy for you. But that's to determine. Because I think you want to sit there and break down, what has really changed in my life? What has changed in my life? And I think that I got a text earlier today from a friend of mine. And they reached out, and it was this really powerful text message back, and it was really sweet, and it was just, you know, hey, I really care about you. You know, you're one of the best friends I've ever had in my life. And they went on to say, you know, hey, I woke up to realizing that there was a lot of folks in my life that didn't really have my best interests at heart. I realized that things have changed. And they asked the question, have you experienced that? And I think many of us have. I'm sure that many people that are listening to this show here, you know, whether you're listening on KBDT or on USA radio networks around the country, you understand. You've been there. You understand that there were people that you were really, really close to back in March of this year that you don't even hear from. You haven't heard from once. You know, and I ask you to really think about that, because we have to reach out ourselves, right? We can't just expect everybody to reach out for us. But if you have reached out multiple times and you've kind of gone on deaf ears, or it's just been a dead end, you know, how do you deal with that? How do you accept that? How do you reconcile with that? And I think that it takes us to really go deeply within ourselves and ask us questions. Have we made changes to who we want to hang out with, to who we want to spend time with? You know, who are we spending time with? Who are we hanging out with? What are we doing in our day-to-day life? Who are we spending the most time with? Who do we have the most face time with? Okay? And how important is that to you? I realize that when we deal with massive amount of change, especially when it's not change that we created ourselves, you know, it was change that kind of happened to us, right? It's nothing like that change that just happens to you, you know, oh, wow, here we go. We kind of get a little overwhelmed, but I think that a lot of times, too, when we're focused on that survival or what we need to deal with, we kind of just jump in and we get really quickly into this routine. And so what I'm asking on today's show is just to begin to really analyze the routine. Is it working for you? What are some things that you can change right now with the routine? What are some things that you can bring back from your previous normal into your new normal? What are some things that you want to get rid of all completely with this new normal and really think about it? What are some things that you feel have been put upon you that you no longer choose? It's really just a deep thought process into your own mind, your own psyche, what you prefer, what you don't prefer. This isn't about anybody else on the planet. It's about what you want. In the end, we have to make ourselves happy. In the end, the only reason we're here, the purpose equation, you know, when people talk about purpose, it's always like, well, my purpose is to save everybody on the planet. In human suffering, or in humor, you know, the human starvation process. And I agree with you. I want to end human suffering. I want to help people really realize their value. I want to end suffering. I want to end hunger. But the purpose is really to understand you fully, and to understand and accept you in self-acceptance fully, so you can actually unconditionally love yourself, not BS love yourself, not narcissistically love yourself, but to really understand that. That's the key. But how do we do that? Well, we have to get into the depths of our mental psyche. We have to understand what's really going through our head. You know, I've talked about this before. Many of us know the people in our lives a lot better than we know ourselves. We understand what makes them tick a lot better than we know ourselves. I mean, some of us know better, like even friends that we see maybe once a month, we understand them better than we understand ourselves. And why is that? I think that many of us get bored or scared of what we're going to find out if we actually spend time. But most of us are just bored hanging out with ourselves. We feel like there's nothing there to learn. There's nothing there to grasp. Yeah, I've learned everything. There's nothing there. I'm just me. And then I just pray to God that I have people around me so that they can entertain me so I don't have to be by myself. And I've done multiple videos on that. And I've talked about the value of learning about you, the value of connecting with yourself, the value of what it means to really understand yourself. Because it's kind of like, you know, I'll give you the analogy. It's like sitting on the couch with somebody that never speaks to you. You know, it's like, what if you had a friend that came over and they're like, hey, what's up? And next thing you know, you don't even speak to them. You don't look at them. You don't communicate with them. You're not interested in anything about that person. Well, that's what we do to ourselves most part. Right? We come home or we're at home, we're doing our thing, we're working, we make dinner, we watch a bunch of TV, we go to bed, we do it all over again, rinse and repeat. But where is the concept of trying to figure out what we want? And so today, if you would like, would be a great time to analyze the new routine that you've created here in the last few months. Be able to analyze what is missing? What are some things that are missing since a few months ago? And what is missing? And out of the things that are missing, what do you miss? Okay? What do you miss out of the things that are missing? And this is a big question. Because some of us don't miss that much, but some of us don't even know what we miss. We don't know because we haven't even asked ourselves. We've been too just dealing with the day-to-day, the hustle-bustle. Just dealing with it, accepting it for what it is. And I'm okay with accepting things. But I want to know exactly what I'm accepting. I want you to analyze as well, you know, are there some folks that you miss? Are there some people on that list of people that you need to reach out to? Doesn't matter what they do. It's not about the outcome. It's about doing the right thing. You know, we hear ourselves. The first person to hear what comes out of our mouth is us, right? Yep. The first person that sees what we do is us, you know. And so we have to analyze that and realize that that's important to recognize. And so if we want to really make some changes, or we want to analyze that, or we want to reach out to people, doing that is powerful. Whether or not people reach out to you, well, that can help you determine the folks that you do want to spend more time with. But think about that. What is missing? Let's begin to analyze that so we can bring some of that back into our life. Because I know that a lot of you have had awakenings, and we're going to be talking about that here later on in the hour. Dan Nelson's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about the Kentucky Whiskey Empire from back in the day and going back into history. History is a lot of fun. You know, history always kind of puts it in perspective, right? We always feel like what we're going through is like the most horrible time on the planet Earth, which is not. We feel like we're the only ones that are going through any of this, which we weren't. And it's interesting because at the time it just feels larger than life, right? But when we put things into historical reference, it always gives us an interesting eye-opening effect to that. But, you know, we'll be talking more about awakenings when I return, the awakenings of the values of what's changed in our life and the awakening to who we are. The awakening to our identity, the awakening to what we consider quality time. And I bet that has new definitions for many of you out there, right? Because there's been a lot of quantity, but has it been quality? And we'll find out more about that. If you haven't already, check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true...
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back today, and today we've been talking about what we've learned from this year so far. I know that this year has been very different from other years, obviously, and we know that change is the one constant in life, and many of us have experienced multiple changes in our life, many of which we did not create the change, right? The change was put upon us, and usually that's the toughest change, right, is the change that's put upon us. Like, we have to deal with it, but it's not like we chose the change, right? We didn't choose anything. It was there. It was like, hey, okay, everything's changing. Your new normal is this right now. Okay, we're going to start doing that new normal in 3 days. You ready? Okay, let's go. And everybody was like, oh, my gosh, you know. And we're trying to deal with it. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do next. And we had to make a lot of changes in our life. Our routines changes. Our work changed. All kinds of things changed. Some of the stuff we liked. Some of the stuff we didn't like. Some of the stuff, it just became our new normal. Some of the stuff, we just were like, well, I guess I'll just deal with it. And then some of it, over consistency and repetition, became normal, right? And right before the break, I was talking about how many of us created this tunnel vision, right? We had this tunnel vision of what we were dealing with. We got that tunnel vision of the routine and or forgetting things that we had or was important to us before we had the situation. Closing ourselves off maybe more than we need to, not realizing it, not reaching out to folks, family, friends, what have you, and kind of almost isolating to a degree and not realizing, not realizing it. Because we're just following what we have to follow. We're doing what we have to do. And I know that many of you are like, man, I mean, I asked you to do something right now. And I don't know about you, but if you're a big phone person and you know, you have like a lot of text messages that you don't really, you don't erase or anything like that, go back into those text messages. If you can go all the way back to like March or April or February, check it out. See the difference in the communication. Go back on your Facebook, on your social media, and see what was going on in January, February. Look back at last year, too. Start getting some analysis of what was going on then. Is there anything that was missing now that you really want, that you want to bring back into the now? Really go back and check it out. I mean, Facebook is a good thing if you do Facebook. Instagram is a good thing if you do Instagram, because it really gives you an eye, a kind of an eye on the prize kind of thing of what was going on back then. And then analyzing from then to here, what's happening now. And I like to go back to my text messages. I'm a big believer in not erasing text messages unless I want to or have to. But I like to go back and see what was being talked about. I like to go back and see who was communicating all the time. Is there a difference? Have things changed? You know, and right now I want to talk about awakenings. Okay, I want to discuss that, because this leads me into the concept of awakenings. Awakening on many multiple levels. Many of you have had abundant awakenings. Some of those awakenings, most awakenings, are kind of facilitated around procrastination, fear, rude awakenings for some, stress, anxiety, overwhelmed feeling. All that stuff comes with awakening, right? The aha moment after a lot of stress and anxiety. And I think that many of us have the awakenings on many levels when it comes to the value of family members and friends who have been there throughout this time. Some people might have stepped up to the plate that you never even thought would. Some people may have never stepped up to the plate that you never had an idea would not. Interesting awareness. The people that you never expected would, and the people that you always expected to be around that went, well, silent. They went AWOL. Nobody there. Gone. Some of us have realized the value of being able to connect with family members. Some of us recognize the value of our furry friends, right? Our pets, and how valuable they are. I don't know that many of you knew the value of them before. It's not, I'm not saying, oh, we just now figured it out. I'm just saying, but now we actually begin to see even more the value. We cherish it even more. And so when I return, I'll be talking more about awakenings. Also, Dan Nelson is joining us mid-hour. In just a few minutes, we'll be jumping on a call with him as well. And then at the end of this show, I'm going to be giving you four tips of things you can do to make this end in a great note, to have a great end of this year, okay? So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As lawmakers head back to Washington, D.C. on Monday, lots of things need to get done. Government funding runs out December 11th, and a COVID bill is still on the horizon if they can get one done before the end of the year. As far as a stimulus bill, Republican Congressman from Kentucky James Comer believes we need a very targeted approach to a stimulus bill.
We need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance. But we have a situation in Washington where Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to do targeted stimulus. She wants to do another blanket stimulus bill and give money to everyone. And
Comer speaking there on Fox News. The second victim of a mall shooting in Sacramento, California has died. The suspect is still at large and police believe this was an isolated incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back, glad to be back. And today we're talking about the changes of this year. I know that many of you have experienced these changes. They've been overwhelming for some. Some of you are like, wow, I can't believe that I have dealt with all these changes, and I'm still alive. I'm still here. And, you know, I find it interesting. I was talking about this right before the break about, you know, the awakenings that many of us have had and the awakenings and what we've gone through to have those awakenings. You know, the awakenings are like those epiphanies, but a lot of times the awakenings come from what? They come from stress. They come from anxiety. They come from things that we didn't experience. They come from things that we didn't expect. They come from a learning curve. Any awakening is created by a learning curve. Okay? Something has to change. We have to become aware of something or multiple somethings, right, to have an awakening, right? An epiphany. An epiphany of value, an epiphany of where we stand, an epiphany of who we are, an epiphany of who our friends are, an epiphany of who we want our friends to be, an epiphany of any of that. All is related to something that we awoken to and realized based on some changes of analysis of what took place. You know, I know that a lot of us are having awakenings on many levels, realizing the value of our job and the value of our work and how much we value it. You know, maybe we didn't realize how much we valued being around the crew at work. Maybe we didn't know how much we valued being around the other people at the office. Maybe we didn't realize that. Some of us are now valuing maybe the fact that we don't have to be in the office, and we're valuing the fact that we don't have to drive to the office every day. And we're happy about that because we got tired of it. Perhaps we got tired of all the office meetings and the things that we didn't really want to deal with. And now, for the first time, we don't have to worry about it. We can work from home. We can do the Zooms. We can do all that. Some of us are realizing the value of family. Some of us have lost family members. My household has lost family members in the last few weeks, last month. I have friends that have lost their family members in the last month. Relatives who have lost their family members in the last month. And it's been an awakening for many of us. And so it's like, you know, at what point do we realize the value and how do we show that value? Because I believe, I'll take a little example. I know that a lot of folks have reached out to me and said, you know, hey, I didn't realize, you know, how much I was compartmentalizing my life, how much I was working at the office and coming home late and, you know, eating dinner and going to bed and doing it all over again. I didn't realize really the value of my family. I also didn't realize what was really happening in my family. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention to other people's issues. I wasn't paying attention to other people's problems. I wasn't paying attention to other people's feelings. I also wasn't paying attention to my feelings. I wasn't realizing where I stood. I didn't realize what I wanted. I wasn't paying attention to any of that. And now I've had to because it's right in my face. There's no way around it. And I think that that has really put a lot into perspective for a lot of people. What about the value of our furry friends, our furry pets, and how we value them, and how they change our lives, and how they add to our quality of life? And we are their end-all, be-all. Without us, they cannot survive. And so when realizing the power that we have over that, we have to wield that power in a good, good, solidly positive way. We've got to do the right thing. And that's powerful. And I know that a lot of people have adopted animals in the last few months, and I hope that you still have them, God willing. You know, because an animal, it's a long time, and it's a good time, but the value that comes with it has to be cherished and acknowledged. The value of our quality time and the awakening to that is powerful as well. The awakening to our quality time. What is quality time anymore? You know, what does that mean? What do we do in our quality time? I know that some of you are like, wow, you know, I don't even know what to do anymore. You know, what my go-to reaction is like looking at my phone. You know, it's funny. It's like I've worked so hard to try to stop looking at my phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I've done a pretty good job. And I got to a really good point at restaurants where I didn't look at my phone at all, but now the only restaurant menu you have is one that you have to pull up with your phone. Changes the whole dynamic. I was like, I worked really hard to stay off my phone when I'm eating with folks, and now you want me to have to use my phone to be able to see the menu. This is counterproductive. Can't read those menus anyway. You got to scroll up and down on the little phone trying to figure it out. Can't see anything. I don't know. It just puts me on my phone, and the next thing you know, I'm looking at Facebook. Maybe there's some, oh, yeah, I got to figure out what to order. Oh, I'm not supposed to be looking at Facebook. I'm not supposed to be looking at Instagram. I'm not supposed to be looking at YouTube. I'm supposed to be focusing on what I'm supposed to order. But I think a lot of us are realizing what quality time is, or realizing what quality time isn't. Some of us are realizing that we spend time with our family members, but none of it's quality time. A lot of us are just going through the motions. We're on the computer, or we're on the phone, or, you know, we're just kind of zoomed out, you know, we're in our own brain, thinking about our own stuff. You know, what does quality time mean? And these are the questions that you have to ask. Nobody can answer these for you. I can't answer them for you. I can give you some ideas. I can give you some concepts. I can give you some knowledge. I can't answer them for you, though. That's where you come in. And that's where the power of the individual is, because we're able to analyze what matters most in our life. What do we care about most? What's most important? What do I want? But better yet, how do I create actually quality time in my own life? Whether it's quality time with your family, quality time with your friends, quality time with your dog, cat, bird, or quality time with you. I know that many of you haven't even been focusing on the last one. What do you mean with me? You know, we'll talk about self-care or meditation or prayer or just doing things for yourself and being able to analyze who am I and what do I feel. That's quality time for you. And that's what we're talking about. Later on here at the end of the show, I'm going to offer four things that you can do. Four things that you can do before the end of this year to make yourself feel even better about yourself and to bring up that power level and to really feel good to end the year on a positive note. Okay, so I'm going to bring that up here in just a bit because I think it's time for us to think about some new normals some new things that can empower us. So stay tuned, because I got some nuggets of wisdom here at the end that I want to share with you. Some things that can really build up the spirits and go a long way to walking into the next year with our head high and feeling good about ourselves. You know, now I'd like to talk about the perspective of history, the historical perspective. And, you know, when we talk about perspectives, when we think about the historical perspective, we realize that things have changed. But have they really? Sometimes they have. Sometimes they haven't. When we actually go back and realize that history does have a tendency of repeating itself, it can be pretty powerful. Dan Nelson, our resident historian, is here live on the show. Dan, great to have you today. How are you doing?
Doing great, Ashley. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you today, and I know that we're going to be talking about, well, I guess we're talking about alcohol, more specifically Kentucky whiskey, I presume. Tell me more about our historical perspective when it comes to this.
Yeah, I thought since there's so much alcohol consumed around the holidays that this story would blend in well, and it does tie in to other stories because this is actually an ancestor, one of my clients. So remember Bobby Staggs that got kidnapped by his father, George Thomas Stagg, the adventure reporter. Well, George Thomas Stagg is the grandson of the person we're talking about today. So if your grandpa owned a distillery, then you might have enough money that you, too, can choose to be an adventure reporter for a living. But the description of George T. Stagg Whiskey, which is a name that has been used continuously, this was from 2015. When it was voted number 3 of the top 65 spirits of 2015. If you want your guests' eyes to pop out of their heads in a fit of bourbon ecstasy, this is your bourbon. So, good stuff.
It sounds pretty powerful.
Let's talk a little bit. Yeah, good stuff. This George T. Stagg, he just started out with pretty humble beginnings, really. He was a clerk in a shoe store in Kentucky. And then he went enlisted in the Union Army, started out as a private. Within 4 months, he was up to first lieutenant. So he moved to a corporal and sergeant pretty quick. He was a captain a year later, and he actually served as a adjutant general when the other guy got killed, sort of a temporary one, for General Ambrose Burnside, which Burnside is where the term sideburns comes from. He was the mutton chop general. So he came out of the Army in St. Louis, and he became a liquor commission agent, and he met up with a guy named Colonel Edmund H. Taylor, Jr. And, of course, Colonel was there was a lot of these honorary titles, so he actually wasn't a colonel who, you know, did anything particular in the military. But they went into business together, and bourbon aficionados would know the name Old Taylor as a whiskey. And so he had this distillery called the E.H. Taylor Distillery, and they had the leading top-notch brand of the day was OFC, or Old Fire Copper, and he owned that. So him and Stagg sort of got together and started working on, you know, distilling stuff together. Had some loose affiliations and stuff, but Taylor, he was the man of the day in terms of sort of dominating the distillery business. And he, even though he owned one of the top brands, which required a lot of investment, he bought another one that was called the Old Oscar Pepper Distillery, which, again, bourbon aficionados today would know that as the home of Woodford Reserve. And then he continued to borrow money and put money into his distillery, Taylor. And by the way, he was the great nephew of President Zachary Taylor, so he had some old-time connections there. But he was selling whiskey futures to the same people. So he'd say, oh, you know, like 2 years from now when this whiskey's ready, you know, you loan me the money now and I'll give you the profits from that, or, you know, the revenues, and giving different people different receipts for the same whiskey. So eventually that caught up with him when the Panic of 1873 happened. No different really than when people get into trouble today. Too much debt, too much betting on everything continuing to get better. Too much overinvestment relative to future revenue. And, of course, the other bad thing is when you're selling high-end whiskey and you have a recession or depression-type economic situation, people trade down, you know, to whatever was the cheap whiskey of the day or homemade whiskey even, and don't buy the Old Fire Copper, which was the expensive premium brand. So he went out and tapped his buddies, you know, the other wealthy people, and said, hey, can you loan me some money just to get through this? But then a bunch of rumors got started. He sort of disappeared for a week. The story was, oh, he left to Europe before he would get, you know, caught with all these financial hijinks going on and stuff. And they examined the books, and he had about $485,000 worth of excess liabilities relative to his assets. So he was technically bankrupt. But he did something then that you wouldn't probably see anybody do today. He ran a big essay in the paper basically saying, or the paper ran one, and he responded to it by basically saying, look, if you'll work with me here, you'll end up better off than if you pull me into bankruptcy. So they worked with him and did that. You know, his creditors, he got some investments from some foreign investors and some, you know, people here in the United States. Basically, under the premise, look, I got a good brand here. I just need to weather the storm, and I'll give you something in place for it. Well, so about that time, George Thomas Stagg, who was far more of a businessman than he was a distiller. Taylor was a distiller, not such a good businessman. Stagg came along and said, hey, how about I get you afloat here? And also, just to give you a little background, Stagg was a Union soldier, definitely had Unionist tendencies. Taylor was Old South and had Southern sympathies. So they weren't like best of buds or anything like that, but they knew each other well. They're both in the same business. So Stagg took control of all of the holdings that Taylor was involved with, and so Stagg ended up with 3,400 shares out of 5,000, and Taylor himself, he got one share. So it was at that point a little out of balance, and clearly Stagg was the boss and Taylor was the employee. And meanwhile, Taylor's son had another distillery and another brand of whiskey that he had developed, and that was acquired also by Stagg. But then Stagg, over time, sold shares, you know, divested himself from where he was at, and they came up with a deal in 1886 because Taylor was eager to stop being an employee and wanting to be a whiskey producer again, and Stagg was diversifying. So they came up with a deal where they gave him, for his share, his single share, which was worth a lot, but it was a single share, the distillery that had belonged to his son, and it was rebirthed as the Old Taylor distillery. So Old Taylor, which is a very popular brand today, came about from that deal, so that you know, we wouldn't have Old Taylor whiskey probably today if they hadn't sort of worked out that deal. And then Stagg went on from there and was a successful investor, but really never made any other big moves. Again, though, if you're into if you're a bourbon aficionado, you would say, well, this George T. Stagg guy, what happened to him? What happened to his distillery? Well, today it's known as the Buffalo Trace Distillery, which is sort of the premier place to visit, one of the premier places to visit, and supposedly the continuous oldest distillery operating in the United States. They were even open during the Depression.
That is awesome. Wow, I learned a lot today, and Dan, I appreciate it. If you were learning anything about whiskey, you learned a lot today on the show. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shows.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back, and today we've been talking about those changes and the things that we've learned this year. Dan, I loved his historical perspective. I never knew that much about whiskey, period. I'm not a whiskey drinker, but I definitely like to learn about that kind of stuff. You know, it's always interesting to go back into like the 1860s and know what was going on back then. The historical perspective is very interesting, and we as individuals can work from our historical perspective of things that have changed in our life, things that we have awakened to, and stuff that we can actually acknowledge into our future life. And so right now I want to offer four things that you can do before the end of this year, you know, to actually, you know, rectify any sort of negativity you feel this year, or reaffirm, add power into your life, or even be able to start the following year in a better, powerful place of mind, or in a more mindful place. And so no matter if this year has been great for you or this year has been tragic for you, let's see what we can do, or somewhere in the middle, let's see some things that we can do here in the next few days, the next few weeks, basically in the next month, that can maybe change the trajectory of those things. The first thing that we want to do is we want to analyze one thing. We want to find one thing that we want to achieve, just one thing. One thing, that's all. We want to find one thing that we want to achieve before 12/31. What is that one thing that we want to achieve? It's not something that's huge. It's not something that's going to take over years of our life, but something that we can do in a month. What is one thing that we can achieve that we've been putting off? Something that we've been putting off that we want to do now. Something that we can actually force ourselves to do. And I know that some of us, I know it. I know what it's like to put things off. I know what it's like to procrastinate. I get it. I understand that. But one thing. Try to work on that one thing. And so, you know, put up a list. Think about it. What are some things that you've wanted to do? What are some things that you've always wanted to do? What are some things that can take you can do in this time if you really just focus? And I know that you have work and you have responsibilities and you have other stuff in your life, but think about that one thing, and that's going to be really powerful. Okay? One thing. And I'm working on it myself. I don't give out advice that I don't take personally. I don't. I want to see if I can do it too. That's why I'm doing it. So I started on something and I'll be able to talk about it once it's done. I'm one of those things. I don't like to talk about things before they're done. I don't like to talk about, what is it? I don't like to count my chickens before they hatch, right? So I like to definitely do what I say I'm going to do, walk the walk, talk the talk, and then I'll definitely tell you about that one thing that I've achieved that I wanted to before the end of the year. The next thing is that I want you to ask yourselves, is your energy in the right place? Is the energy that you have, is the energy in your focal point and what you're putting your energy into, is it focused on the right things? Is it? Think about it. Your energy, your focus point, what you focus on, the direction, kind of all that energy that you're putting into it, is it the right thing? Am I putting it to the right people? Am I putting it in the right place? Am I focusing my energy in the right place? Are there some other things that I need to really focus on in my life that I want to do? Are there some things that I can refocus on? Are there some things that I've realized that I'm self-sabotaging myself? You know, am I self-sabotaging? Am I putting my energy into some of the wrong places? Self-sabotage is a big deal. Many of us are self-sabotaging ourselves on a daily basis. We don't even realize and we're putting a lot of energy into it. I just recently put out a video on YouTube, how does the mind trick ourselves into self-sabotage? Just went up a few hours ago. Please check it out if you get a chance. It's a part two-er, and part one is in there as well. But, you know, the thing is like, you know, how does our mind trick us into that? And so if we're putting a lot of energy and expending a lot of our energy into things that aren't really helping us and hurting us, how can we change that? Okay? How can we work on that? And why does it start in the first place? The only way we can stop self-sabotage is to understand where it began, right? Check out that video, How Does the Mind Trick Us into Self-Sabotage? It's on YouTube, just came up just now on Ashley Burgess's channel. The third thing that we could do is create our own new tradition. Okay, I know that a lot of us are saying that, well, our holiday traditions have changed because of the whole situation. But is there something that we can do that we can challenge ourselves to create a new something? Something new, something way out of the box, something we haven't thought about, something that really is kind of cool. Like, what is a new tradition that we can create? What is something that we can do that we didn't even think we could do? So instead of feeling like our hands are tied or, you know, my freedoms are taken or whatever it is, and I understand, I'm not sitting there arguing with you, I agree, life has changed. What can we do? What can we do to feel more powerful? What's something that we can do that we can start making a tradition to some degree? Start it now, work it out, have some fun with it, and make it a tradition that, you know, goes over the test of time. We don't have to always look at the past for traditions. We can create new traditions. And last but not least, I ask you to pick up the phone. Pick up the phone and call some people you haven't called. Don't wait for them to do it. You do it. Don't wait for them to make the move. You make the move. Do it. Because you know what? You're going to be the first one that hears you on the phone. If you're leaving a text message or a voicemail, you know what I mean? You care. Reach out to show folks that you care. Don't worry how the response is. You're doing it because you care, and that's all that matters. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week. If you haven't already done it, check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Three shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.